Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and we have a slight little phone thing there. Mercury is already retrograde, man. I can feel it. I'm calling you on my cell phone today. I don't know how the reception is going to be, because my telephone line's out again, like it was in January and February for 2 months on the last Mercury retrograde. I can't believe it. It's like, check the telephone line, and it's gone. So anyway, what we do here on the Weekly Weather, I am Ann Ortley, and I am calling you from my bright red desk on the Upper East Side on a beautiful Sunday. Absolutely beautiful. We love that summer has officially begun as of 2 days ago. We talk here on the Weekly Weather about what you can expect in the week ahead and how to use it and what we're going to do with the energy and on an archetypal level, on an emotional level, and on a physical level. And spiritual, if you want to throw in the spiritual. So what's going to happen this week? It's a big week. Last week, the sun shifted into Cancer. Didn't it feel better? This week, Jupiter changes signs. I'm so excited. Jupiter is going to enter Cancer on the 25th at night, Tuesday night, around 9:40 in the evening, Eastern time. And what Jupiter is going to talk to us about, he's going to start a new cycle for a year in the sign of Cancer, which is a wonderful place for Jupiter. He's in what's called his exaltation, meaning he's happy, happy, happy as can be. Now, he's going from his detriment, Gemini, which is always about doubles. I had last night, I was in a park, and I got two critters. I don't know what they were. I prefer not to think they were cockroaches. They were those big flying bug things. But I had two of them, not one, but two. Gemini, we are done with Gemini, baby, as of Tuesday night, and we are into Cancer. Exalted, growing, nurturing, nutritious, fun. And Jupiter loves Cancer. He's the jolly giant of the zodiac. He's the big, fat, gassy guy. And Cancer, of course, is when everything grows. It grows and grows and grows, and we have a wonderful time with this growth of Cancer. And so everything's going to expand. We're going to have a huge expansion, especially in your Cancer house. The way you find the Cancer house is the planets that looks like two little claws or like a 69 laying on its side. That's your Cancer house, and we go from zero Cancer to 30. So when Jupiter enters Cancer, whenever we have an outer planet changing signs, he wakes up every single planet in the sign of Cancer, and he wakes up both houses, if he's in two houses, sometimes he's even in three, that he's in charge of. He sets them all off, and he wakes them up, and he says to them, aha! I'm here. I've entered the room. And all those planets kind of stand up and they go, oh, Jupiter just came in. It's kind of like a movie star entering a room when Jupiter enters a house, because he is the god of the solar system. I mean, he's like second in command to the sun. He is the biggest guy out there. And he is about abundance and expansion and growth. So we can expect the Cancer part of our chart to expand and grow and become more abundant. This can be literal. You can get fat under Jupiter in Cancer. But also, he is about nurturing the creative in a gentle and kind way. And if you think about Jupiter, he also is ran around a lot and got a lot of people pregnant. Highly fertile time. So a lot of the people that have been thinking about having babies, Jupiter in Cancer tends to be a big conception year, interestingly. Parents try and they get pregnant on the first shot, and it's like great. So if you have friends who've been thinking about it, encourage them to start after Tuesday night, and they tend to make a baby. The other thing that happens next week is Venus goes into Leo. Now, she is going to be in Leo until for 24 days. But she's leaving Cancer, and she doesn't really like Cancer because love isn't necessary, you know, Venus in the desire state, you know, our desire, what we want, what makes us hot, what makes us passionate. She's not really necessarily passionate in water. But when she goes into Leo, she's very, very passionate, and she's very frisky, and she's a lot of fun. So Venus in Leo should be very fun. That's going to be for 24 days. And she changes signs on the 27th. She enters into Cancer, which is Thursday. So Jupiter enters Cancer on Tuesday, and then Mercury stations to go retrograde, and he's going to do that on Wednesday, and then Venus is going to go into Leo on Thursday. So we can expect the middle part of the week this week to be very turbulent, because we have two planets changing signs, even though they're signs that they like, and we have Mercury stopping in the sky going backwards. Now, Mercury is going to station at 23 degrees of Cancer, and then he's going to go backwards to 13 degrees of Cancer until August, till the middle of July, and then he goes forward again, clearing his shadow on August 4th. So we have a lot of energy around this transitional stuff that's going on this week. And fourth but not last, Mars goes out of bounds. So earlier this month, we had Mercury and Venus out of bounds. Now we're going to have Mars go out of bounds. And when Mars goes out of bounds, what he's going to do, he's going out of bounds in Gemini, and he's out of bounds until August 4th. That means everything's a little bit over the top, okay? And the principle of action, connection, sex, drive, getting things accomplished, getting things done in Gemini of two minds, answering to a retrograde Mercury, going backwards of two minds, in Cancer, very emotional, very sensitive, deeply feeling, changing direction, zoom, 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 right? So Mars out of bounds, really answering to deep emotions. So every couple of days, as Mercury retrograde changes in response to the moon's daily motion, Mars is going to shift. It's going to be a little schizophrenic, okay? Because remember, Mars, of course, rules Scorpio, where Saturn is in, and Capricorn too. So we're going to feel a little bit like we're on one of those whirligigs. Have you ever been on one of those whirligigs where it spins around and it's kind of a little of this and a little of that, and it kind of throws you this way and throws you that way? It's got that quality to it with Mars in Gemini out of bounds, answering to a retrograde Mercury, answering in Cancer, answering to the moon's daily changes. So we can find Mars is a little erratic, especially while he's in Gemini. Once he switches into Cancer, not much better, because he's still going to be erratic, and he doesn't switch into Cancer until July 13th anyway. When he's in Cancer, he's depressed because he doesn't like being in Cancer, and he fights with the family. So July is going to be a little stressful in the sense of what Mars wants to accomplish. He's not going to see a clear path to do it, but he's going to be impatient to go forward. And because he's out of bounds, he's not necessarily going to be following the normal rules that he should follow, or I don't know if he should follow them or not, but he's not following them. The sun is normal path, goes to 23-27, declination above the equator, the Tropic of Cancer. Mars is going past it, going up higher, kind of like one of those lost balls. Remember when you played tennis, the ball go way high and then come way down, out of bounds, past normal, or a home run. Out of bounds, over the fence, Derek Jeter, everybody cheers, yay, rah, and run around, make the home runs, everybody comes in. That's good out of bounds. Bad out of bounds, hit somebody in the head in the baseball stands with the ball going 100 miles an hour. Knocks them out, blood everywhere, bad out of bounds. So our job with Mars out of bounds is to recognize that the principle of taking action is going to be a little crazy. And there isn't really anything to do about it except to know it's going to be a little crazy and to say, okay, so how do I want to handle crazy today? I always find with the out-of-bounds planets, because I happen to have Mars out-of-bounds myself, how do I handle crazy? You know, because my days always are different and there's always something a little out-of-bounds about them. I mean, admittedly, my work is a little out-of-bounds. I'm an astrologer. And back when I first started in computers, there were no such things as computers, so my work was out of bounds. And then when I sold voice processing machines before they had them, you know, they press one for this, press two for that, you can all hate me because I sold those at one point. That was out of bounds. No companies had them. It's understanding that out of bounds means past normal. Hard to believe it's really happening, but in fact it is happening and you're watching it now. So Mars out of bounds for the month of July through August 4th, starting this week, is going to take us on a very interesting journey. And, you know, it's going to really fluctuate almost every couple of days. I received an email from one of my more humorous humorous clients, Carrie, and she wrote, okay, so Mars is out of bounds and Ceres is out of bounds. That's what I have. Am I going to jail? And I was like, no, you're not going to be that lucky to go to jail. You're just going to be dealing with people that are a little crazy. Which she, of course, does on a daily basis anyway. So understanding that we are all going to be a little out of bounds, because when planets are out of bounds, we are too. We kind of follow their lead. And so things are past normal. So it's an interesting week because it's a lot of change. You know, Venus changes. You know, she changes every 3 or 4 weeks. So every 24 days, she changes. Mars every couple of months, he changes. Jupiter once a year. This is a big week because Jupiter's shifting from air, mutable air, changeable air, double, into cardinal action-taking water, where he just wants things to grow, baby, grow. So we have a huge shift this week, and that it starts Tuesday with Jupiter's change, then Wednesday with Mercury's station, then Thursday with Venus going into Leo, leaving Cancer, going into Leo, and then Mars going out of bounds on the 29th, the 29th is Saturday. So lots to do. Now, what happens, of course, is when an outer planet like Jupiter changes signs, we have a lot of leavings on Earth. He's been in air, and he's going into water. That's a big elemental shift. Think about when you jump into the water after a hot day on the beach, or jump into the pool after a hot day on the deck, or just even get out of your clothes and take a shower. It's an elemental change. Very shocking. Some of the energy changes are more shocking than others. Air to water is a shocking change for the body. So a lot of people that are kind of hanging on, you know, or close to leaving, will depart this week, because we have the next 2 days is Jupiter at the last degrees of Gemini, with some pretty skanky aspects on Monday. Monday is going to be a difficult day. There's a lot of arguments. Moon is in Capricorn. It's arguing with both Mercury and Venus. It's also arguing with a number of other planets. And Monday just is crabby. I mean, I was looking at Monday when I was writing my column, and I was like, wow, that is a really crabby day. So understand that if you're feeling kind of irritable Monday, Mercury is going to square the goddess of Eris, the goddess of discord. There's just a lot of discordant energy Monday, and a little bit on Tuesday too, because Mercury's arguing with Pluto, and he's arguing with Admetos, or he's joining with Admetos, and he's joining with the Black Moon, and Mars is arguing with Jupiter. There's just a lot of arguments Monday and Tuesday. A lot of ending energy, a lot of, you know, Jupiter's changing signs after a whole year. So it's the kind of thing, like, I've been talking about this for a really long time, and I've kind of had it. It's that kind of energy. Then when he shifts into Cancer, everybody's suddenly lovey-dovey, but that shift is startling for people. So it can make people feel like it's going too fast or that they don't know what to do. A lot of times, air to water changes, people say, well, I thought I wanted it, and then I realized I don't. I had an emotional reaction to it, and I don't want it now. So a lot of energy around emotionally being able to commit once Jupiter goes into Cancer. Remember, he is already in orb of a grand trine in water with Saturn and Neptune. So people need to be committing now. Now as the trines form in water, the universe is going to be turning to us and saying, are you ready to commit? If you're not, And it doesn't have to be to a partner. It just has to be to your life. It has to be to what you say you want to do. It has to be to the dream. It has to be to shifting. So earlier today I had a new client, and we were talking about her work and changing and figuring out what she wanted to commit to. And she was pretty clear what, you know, what her dream was that she was working on. It's understanding that now is, once this Jupiter goes into Cancer, we're going to have to take action, because cardinal planets take action, and start moving towards actually concretizing Saturn in Scorpio and committing, bonding, unifying, binding commitment, both of them trying Neptune and Pisces, to the dream of our soul, to the dream of our heart, to the dream of our vision for ourselves. It's a very powerful time. And this week, we start that process. Now, Saturn's still going retrograde, so we still have two more weeks till July 8th, when he goes forward, to kind of clean up stuff. But you're going to feel the tug once Jupiter shifts signs to kind of leave the stuff behind and say, oh, just send the rest to housing works. I'm done with that. Because there's a very profound energetic desire to change direction once that Jupiter changes sign. After he jumps into the water, you remember that first time when you dive into the water and it hits all the nerve cells on your skin and your whole body just kind of has this convulsion of chill and relief and deliciousness, and it's just like, you know, you're swimming and you just kind of feel like, oh, I'm just embraced by the water. That's this week, right? And it leaves behind standing on the edge of the pool going, am I going to go in? Am I going to go in? And digging your toe in it and going, it's kind of cold. Because we're committing this week. We're diving in the pool. And as we dive into the pool, we're also going to be working at the last little bits with what we want to commit to. Now, the other part of the story is there's a whole mirror energy going on with the Gemini, Jupiter in Gemini at the last degree, and the pivots that people have been having. And a number of you have written to me about your pivots. And yes, pivots can count on just about anything. When you feel like your brain just spun around 180 degrees, 90 degrees, 260, whatever pivoted, it totally counts. Any kind of pivot that you had counts, where you just see something differently than you ever saw it before. Not right, not wrong, just different. And no, you know, no saying you did anything wrong, because you didn't. No saying there's something wrong with your vision, because there isn't. You're actually seeing it. And in some cases, yes, it was always there. In other cases, it wasn't there, and you never noticed it before, or you never noticed it quite in the way you notice it now, okay? So your job is to say, okay, what did I pivot and see? And when I saw it, it can be, hey, why am I staying with these people? This isn't where I want to be. That's one kind of pivot. It can be, oh my God, I never realized that before. Another kind of pivot. I mean, I've had a few of them. You don't have to have just one either. You can have more than one. My second pivot last night when I came home and realized there was yet another bug in my dress, I was like, God damn, there's a bug in my house. Whereas the first one I left somewhere in the restaurant on the Upper West Side when it was kind of crawling around in my arm and it had wings and it was like, I think it was a flying cockroach. I don't even want to think about what it was. It was like really gross. And I kept thinking, oh, my friggin' Pluto transit was over. What the hell is with the damn bugs? But anyway, I digress. So I don't like bugs in my dress. I will say that, however. But when you're sitting in the woods in Lincoln Center, it's not like there's woods, but it's like a treed area, there were lightning bugs. Lightning bugs in Lincoln Center. Who knew? So our job with this energy is to change. That's really what it's about. So the pivots can be on many things, and I had a few. I had a pivot on emotionally withholding people. Now, of course, I have a Venus-Saturn aspect, so I kind of pull emotionally withholding people into my life. But then I get into relationships with them, and I'm kind of like, why am I in emotionally withholding relationships with this person? What's that about? You know, I like the emotional relators, but then I have the emotional withholders. I think it's to balance out the relators. But I was kind of like, you know, I've jettisoned a few of the emotional withholders lately. And it's actually been really good. You know, it's kind of like, okay, so you're withholding from me because you like to withhold, right? Yes, I do. I like to withhold. Okay. So, like, why am I even bothering talking to you? It's understanding that we are each kind of looking at the surface, the content, the structure of our lives, and we're working out what the vision is for the next 12 years once Jupiter changes into Cancer. Now, if you think back to 2001 and 1989 and 1977, and if you're older, 1965, you can keep going 12-year increments, Jupiter started a new 12-year cycle. So for me, it was becoming an astrologer. That's when I became an astrologer full-time in 2001. I've been studying it for a while, but that's when I said, okay, I'm going to go do this for a living. And that'll be what I do. I'm giving up computers, going to go off and do astrology. It's a commitment to a new 12 years of how you want to expand, nurture, and grow your life. After the last year of getting clear about what's working and what's not working, after having the pivots and seeing things in a different way, after coming to understand what's really truly possible and what maybe you don't really want anymore, what really doesn't serve you, what doesn't work for you, what's kind of maybe gotten a little old, tired, or boring. And it's not to say anything mean about the old, tired, or boring parts of our lives. It's just to say, well, that isn't really where I want to spend my time anymore. If you think of it that way and you thank it for what it gave you and what you learned from it, because you did learn something from it. If for no other reason that once again you were in a relationship with an emotionally withholding person and you go, why don't you do that again? Or whatever your pivot was. As you come to understand it and you see it on a new level, you really have a breakthrough. You have a cycle. And I can't tell you the number of emails I've been getting from people going, I just had a breakthrough. I just had a breakthrough. I just figured something out. We're going to have a few more pivots while we're in Gemini the next few days. But once it goes into Cancer, before it gets really settled, you know, there's always the people that after all the emergency is over, then they collapse. That's when those people have their pivots. So we're not done with pivoting. The other piece of it is there's a lot of mirroring going on, meaning there's a mirror that we're looking at and we're seeing who we are in relationship to others. Now remember, mirrors are not true visions of yourself. They're reversed. And if you hold up a piece of paper and try and read something on it in a mirror, it's hard to do. And the way you can read it is by turning and pivoting. And then you can read it because you're really not seeing true reality. So one of the quotes that I used this week in my column, which, by the way, I got posted early, I was very proud of myself, was from Carolyn Casey, who said, she's one of my favorite astrologers in the world. So she wrote, we practice with our magic mirror that we have always had, like Dorothy's slippers in The Wizard of Oz. Remember, Dorothy had those shoes the whole damn movie, and at the end, Glenda tells her, well, you could have gone home at the beginning of the movie, kid, but we kept you here to make a movie. The secular critic part of ourselves holds up a mirror. Look, it sucks. It sucks in detail. And we look at that. We look and we kind of go critical, critical, critical. And then Carolyn says, then, with a wave of the hand, our inner trickster transforms the mirror into a window. But look at how beautiful it could be. And then with another wave of the hand, our inner trickster transforms the window into a door and says, let's open it and go out and through it. So what you've been learning and what you've been seeing over this last month or so with the eclipses bringing things to light, with Jupiter at the last degrees of Gemini, with all the shifts and changes with Mercury and Venus being out of bounds and Ceres and Vesta being out of bounds, and now still Ceres and still Mercury. Now Mars is going out and Ceres is still out of bounds. All this energy of out of bounds has really helped us see things in a way we had never seen them before. And in that capacity, then we are going to be looking at the world from a slightly different point of view, through a slightly different mirror, through a slightly different vision. So understand that as Mars goes out of bounds in the sign of mirrors, and he's out of bounds in that sign until the middle of June, middle of July, rather, until July 13th, we're still going to be working with that pivoting energy, but it's going to calm down a little bit. But with Mars out of bounds, he's flying way high. It's a lot different than if you do a hook shot over the net playing tennis, you know, a drop shot, and they have to run up and stuff. Those real high balls, you know, you kind of watch them for like 10 minutes before they come back down. Not that I haven't hit a few of those in my career as a tennis player. Ho-ho. But it's understanding that our job is to really appreciate what those mirrors have shown us, what they do for us, how they mimic and they give us vision, guidance. You know, when my hairdresser cuts my hair and she holds the mirror at the back and she goes, look at the back. And I'm like, well, that's what people see when they leave. but it's like, yeah, you want to look at the back of the head? Well, you can. That's what a mirror is for. So it's our job this week to understand the mirrors, to understand the shifts, to continue to pivot as we pivot, to turn that mirror into a window and then maybe into a door, and then maybe go through it and leave. It's understanding that we are brand new. We are always in the process of creating, that every day is a new day and a new potential for us. And this week, we're really going to feel that uptick in the energy. Everybody's going to feel much less depressed, I promise. We also have a grand trine with the sun, forming a grand trine with Saturn and Neptune on Wednesday, June 26th. And what that's going to do, it's going to help us anticipate the grand trine in water that we're going to have with Jupiter in the sun's place for most of the summer. So it's understanding we're getting ready now for this big transition that I've been talking about and you've been hopefully preparing for, because this is the week it happens. Part one, Jupiter changes signs. Next week on the 8th of July, or week after next on the 8th of July, Saturn stations to go direct. Starting going back to November 14th, 2012, picking up the story, carrying it forward. The void moons in the week ahead are very important, not too big, but they're kind of up there. The moon goes void opposite Venus on Monday, which is a separating aspect, and she enters Aquarius on Tuesday morning. So things separate. Aquarius moon is a nice one. It goes void trine to Mars, which is positive closing ending Tuesday, Wednesday. Mars goes void Mars, 9 in the morning. The moon is void all day Wednesday, okay, in Aquarius, which is a nice sign to be void in. We get a lot accomplished, but it is void all day Wednesday. Then it enters Pisces on Thursday at 4 in the morning and goes void on Friday, June 28th at 8 at night. So Friday night, the 28th of June, the moon is void. And then it enters Aries on Sunday morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, bright and early, Saturday morning. And it's, so it means it's void Friday night, and it's void all day Wednesday, and it's void in the middle of the night on, 10 o'clock at night on Monday to Tuesday morning. So our job with void moons, remember, is to take time to figure out what we want to do. So it's a big week. The British lady just spoke, scared me, man. She shouts in my ear here. I'm on my cell phone. I hate my cell phone. We also have a choice with patterns and how to see patterns. And this week is also really loaded with big dreams, a lot of activity taking place at night. So I would encourage you to write down what your dreams are when you wake up. Take a few minutes as you first wake up in your bed and think about it, because dreams are like gossamers, kind of disappear when you move. So kind of review the dream. They do go backwards. You know, you're sitting on the lake, and then you went in the kitchen, and then they kind of go backwards in chronological order, but that's how they work. So take the time to write them down and pay attention to them and notice what they are, and just kind of use them as part of your guides. And understand it's a very big mirror week, very big departure week, very big change week, but changes for the positive, changes into the new, into the light, into the happiness, into the growth. You have a brand new you coming out this week, so enjoy it. And on that note, my name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here in New York on the Upper East Side. Feel free to come by for a reading or call for a reading. Not on the phone, though. The telephone's out. And I wish you all a lovely, lovely new summer. Take care. Bye-bye.